This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida is now the epicenter of the latest COVID surge. It's smashing records for the number of patients hospitalized. Florida and Texas account for one-third of all new cases nationwide. Here's our Jackie Quinn with where the nation is in the fight against COVID.
State, local, and federal authorities have been urging people to get vaccinated because there's been another spike in virus infections. Dr. Rochelle Walensky heads the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Our seven-day average is about 89,463 cases per day. This represents an increase of 43% from the prior seven-day average.
Nearly 90,000 cases a day. A Florida hospital chain is suspending elective surgeries. Some Georgia hospitals are said to be turning patients away.
The fierce Dixie fire has destroyed much of tiny downtown Greenville, California. At least 100 homes burned. Plumas County Sheriff Todd Johns has lived there all his life.
Their life is now forever changed. And all I can tell you is, I'm sorry.
The fire is only 35% contained, says Cal Fire. At the Tokyo Olympics, U.S. women win gold in the beach volleyball tournament. Here's Denny Kapp.
April Ross and Alex Kleinman win the gold medal in the women's beach volleyball tournament. The American duo blitzed Taliqua Clancy and Maria Thayer Atacho of Australia in straight sets to deliver Team USA its first gold in the event since Misty May and Carrie Walsh three-peat in 2004, 2008, and 2012. The 39-year-old Ross wins her third medal in beach volleyball and her first gold after winning silver in the London Games and bronze in Rio.
The U.S. women's basketball team is one way away from its seventh consecutive gold medal, following a victory over Serbia. Thousands of people in Greece ran from a wildfire near Athens this morning. This is AP News. Our Oscar Wells Gabriel now on the changes at the Golden Globes Awards.
The people who put on the Golden Globes are making a world of changes to try to restore its tattered reputation. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association is rolling out a set of reforms to its bylaws and membership process. The group has voted overwhelmingly to elect a new board, and the new board will include several non-members. The HFPA has come under fire in recent months. It was called out before this year's Golden Globes for not having a single black member in its ranks. Meanwhile, some in the Hollywood community have bucked against the group because of what it sees as a lack of professionalism among its members. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Beyond Meat says its revenue jumped 32% in the past few months as more restaurant dining rooms reopened and people ate out more. Demand from restaurants returned. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.